floor, yeah.
Is that the same as a stick shift?
Well, I think of stick shift as being anything that you have to shift at all.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know sometimes stick shift is thought of as the shift that's on the floor, but I always think of stick shift as being any kind of transmission that you have to shift yourself.
But the four on the floor is the one that's mounted on.
Right, yeah.
Sometimes when you're driving through a residential area, to make sure that you go slow, they'll have these things built into the road. It's elevation built in the road.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I don't know what you'd call them, though.
You don't know any name for that?
No.
And what different kinds of fences do people have?
Well, there's a wooden fence or a picket fence.
How's that built?
A picket fence is, say, two long pieces of wood with the pickets across, nailed across the front. A picket being a piece of wood, say, about 3 inches wide and comes to a point at the top.
What about fences that they have out, say, on a farm?
Well, barbed wire fences, for example.
How would you set one of them up?
How would you make one?
You'd
put posts from, I think, you would put posts in the ground. I know a little bit about this because we do have to fence that property out there. Put posts in the ground from place to place and then wrap the wire around it and then go on to the next post and wrap it around that.
What do you call them? The kind of fence that, do you have a fence around your place?
No, we have all kinds of fences around our place. We have just a wooden fence in the front, wooden board fence.
Horizontal or vertical?
Well, the boards are vertical.
Mm-hmm.
Boards about maybe 6 or 7 inches wide.
It's flat at the top?
Flat at the top,
next
to each other, yeah. Or there may be some kind of I think you call it a stringer in between.
Mm-hmm.
In between. And then on one side, we have a cement block fence that belongs to somebody else, you know, but it is part of our fence.
Mm-hmm.
And in the back, we have a chain link fence that divides our yard from one other yard. And then across the back, we have a large board fence that's about 6 feet high, maybe higher than that. And then finally, we have just an old wire fence that runs along the other side of the house.
This chain link fence, is there another name for that?
Well, there are all kinds of names for chain link fence I've heard, and I think they're usually related to the brand names, like Page fence. I've always thought that maybe that's like gem clips, maybe it's more generic than I think it is. Page fence is the only one I can think of right offhand, but there are others. Hurricane fence.
Hmm?
I've heard them called hurricane fences.
Is that a
I think that's a brand name, too.
What would you call a fence, a wall made out of loose stone or rock?
And just loose stone or rock?
Well, maybe held together with some sort of mortar, but a fence, a wall made out of stone or rock.
Well, I call it a wall.
What kind of wall?
A stone wall.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what do you call
it? We don't have many of those around here because stones aren't common in this part of the country.
They're
nothing
that
but mud.
Around?
You see it in Tennessee, yeah.
What about something else you might have seen in Tennessee? It's an old-fashioned fence. It goes in and out like this.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about, but I don't know the name of it. A style? Is that what it is?
Okay.
I don't know. Is it a style fence?
That,
I don't know.
There's just a whole lot of things for that one.
Yeah.
Where would you keep chickens?